artificial intelligence is changing who can be a computer programmer. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Leo Porter, professor of computer science and engineering at the University of California, San Diego, explores how.
When you think about computer programming, you might imagine arcane notations, perhaps spending time wrestling with words and symbols to get them exactly correct. And you'd be right. When writing programs from scratch in languages like Java and Python, these syntax rules pose significant challenges for people learning to program. Today, generative AI tools are changing how people program because they can generate syntactically correct code quickly. But because they can make higher-level mistakes, they still need human supervision. In our new introductory programming course, we teach students how to program in Python using generative AI tools. We teach students how to prompt the AI in English so the AI can respond with Python code. Importantly, we teach students the skills they need to evaluate and correct that code. It's an open research question about how to best teach students to program, but our initial research into our new course is yielding positive findings. For example, we have found that the course enables students to successfully complete large, meaningful apps, including games, visualizations, and analyses of large data sets. Encouragingly, these tasks are much more complex than students could complete in prior non-AI courses. In surveys of our students, we found that almost 80% of students are comfortable programming with the support of generative AI, and that almost 60% felt that generative AI improved their conceptual understanding of programming. That said, some students felt that they had become over-reliant on the AI tools or were confused by the code produced by generative AI. Contrary to what you might expect, the majority of students in our course are not computer science majors. They are in disciplines like sociology, psychology, business, engineering, and science. We continue to study how these students may use generative AI to boost their careers through programming.
That was Leo Porter of the University of California, San Diego. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.